right, Chicago is representing. God bless you. Well, this is Amber from Chicago, Illinois, and I thank God for each and every one of you all on coming on and being faithful to TMC. And we're going to turn it over to the host on this fantastic, fabulous Favorite Friday. We thank God for each of you all. Dr. Vanessa, are you on?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning to the Master's Call family. Welcome, Kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. Thank you, Prayer General, for being the greeting, the glad greeter, the favorite greeter this morning on this fabulous Friday. Thanking each and every one of you for taking out time and gathering as eagles do to spend time in the presence of the Lord. We are excited on the Master's Call for the opportunity to have a platform and a place to unite hearts, minds, and spirits. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself, here in hot Dallas, Texas, we are just grateful to the Holy Ghost for another opportunity to bring God's people together. You know, when the Lord started us on this journey, each and every call, we love to tell what our vision is about because we want you to know what prompted us, what stirred us, what encouraged us to start the Master's Call. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And truly, it is an honor and a privilege to be a place where we know your hearts are being enriched as the prophetic, powerful, purposeful word of God goes forth each and every morning. It enhances your life and adds to it because it stretches us to know that we can be more and do more as God works in us and through us for his glory. And then we are then empowered with the dunamis power, but utmost the Azusa authority power to go out and be kingdom builders, to be his ministers in the marketplace. So that's the mission that's on our heart each and every day with this call. And the scripture that the Lord has given us for this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So each and every morning, we come again with one mind, one heart, one spirit, lifting up the one and only Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we celebrate who he is in us, and I'm doing an awesome work through us. That's what the Master's Call is all about. And each and every day we bring ministers who are anointed and appointed to preach God's uncompromising word. Our website, where you can go and listen to the archive of messages since we began this journey, can be found at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there, just avail yourself just to take a praise break, a word break, and stir your heart. Be that empowered, enhanced, enriched person by taking time to feast on the Word of God. Also on our website, you'll find our email address, because one of the specific strategic mandates of this ministry is to pray, is to stand in the gap, make up the hedge, bombard heaven with God's holy word, wrapped in the word as we pray and activate the heavens. We've seen breakthroughs in the lives of the people of God who are part of this TMC family. So please go to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com, the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com, and give us your email address. Let us hear from you. You write us at that email address, sorry, and let us hear from you. We do take it so serious. We have prayer generals, prayer warriors who have a lifestyle of prayer and a heart to pray for God's people, because there is always a need for others to be lifted up and for the word of God to be blanketing the many challenges, the fiery darts that come at us. And we've watched God hear and answer our prayers. And always on that note, like to invite those who do have a heart to pray and have a lifestyle of prayer. We're not a secret society or a private organization. We're here for all, and we welcome all who want to be a part of our prayer warriors. Just email us, please email us at, again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and our prayer general, Minister Amber, will get with you and tell you what we'd like for you to do to become a part of these ladies. And we're looking for gentlemen, too, who want to be the frontline warriors for the body of Christ. Now, the thread, I always use that word because I want you to understand how God yoked hearts and minds and purposes together. That birthed this call was with Artists International, and I'm so honored to be a part of a God-ordained family company where the Diaz and De Leon family began their journey over 22 years ago, always putting Jesus Christ first and being ministers in the marketplace. And Dr. PK and I had a heart and a burden to cover this company and the members of our organization in prayer, and it's just spun out from there. And we are so excited that this call is a place, is a hub, is a resting place, a safe haven where we can come and speak, thus saith the word of the Lord. And those of you on the line who are not a part of Artists International, you are so welcome to this call, and we welcome you to take a look at what we're so excited about and get back with the person who invited you to this call. For our distributors, visit your website. There are so many exciting things coming up, our regional conferences, other meetings. Got an email that meetings have started back up in Los Angeles. We're excited to hear about that. Go to your back office for those of you in that area and get the details. Mark in your calendar for regional meetings coming up in Canada and in our great state of Texas in Houston on August 20th at the Crown Plaza. Near the Reliant, there will be a meeting there. Get all the details, just exciting things happening that we want all of us across the country and the world of Artists International to avail yourselves to. So we are excited about what Jesus is doing on this call. We've just been growing by leaps and bounds, and you first-time listeners, we welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. Honored to have you, and for those of you who have been so faithful, part of our TMC family, we thank God for each and every one of you. So I'm at this time going to ask our prayer general, who I love and esteem so highly. She did such an awesome job welcoming each and every one of you to the line this morning. And she will come back on and give us our opening word of prayer so we can get another one of our awesome prayer warriors up to minister to us in the word. Minister Amber, the floor is yours.
Okay, God bless Dr. Vanessa. Amen. So we're going to pray so we can get the woman of God up and hear what thus saith the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just come in the volume of the book that is written for us on this Friday that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, even before the foundations of the world, you set this Friday, Father God, in time in the earth realm, because we know there's no timing in the spirit realm, God. So we thank you for that kairos timing in you. So God, we thank you for each and every person that's on this line, God. We know that you're downloading, Father God, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. God, we prepare our hearts and minds, Father God. Our very souls are open and in great expectation of what you have for this call and for the people of God that's on this call. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for, Father God, the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. Continue to bless them. Have your way upon them. God, continue to give them revelation, knowledge, and whatever you have destined for them, God. We thank you for the manifestations in their lives. We pray for a special strength for Dr. PK, God. In this season, you will comfort her. You will bless her. You will give them peace that surpasses all understanding, keeping their hearts hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family of the artists, Father God, Corporation, Lord, and everyone that's a part and connected, Lord. Father God, the anointing flows down from the head, and we thank you that they acknowledge you and they bless you. We thank you for the men and women of God, Lord Jesus, that bring forth the word, Father God, faithfully, Father God, unto your people. So continue to bless them, strengthen them, and encourage each and every one of them, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the woman of God that will come forth. We put a demand on the anointing. Our expectation is in you, Lord, and you only. Holy Ghost, baptize this call with your fire and your anointing. Shift the atmosphere as the angels are ascending and descending. The portals of heavens are already been opened. We have already commanded the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the very wickedness out of it. Now we bind the hand of the enemy, letting you know that no weapon formed against this call cannot and shall not prosper. God, we thank you, and it's so in Jesus' holy name. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, prayer general. Thank you for truly and thoroughly clearing the heavens so that the word of God can go forth. I'm just so excited about our speaker this morning. The Hendersons are taking a break, getting much-needed rest that they do every year this time during August, and we miss them, and we're praying for them to get some quality rest and relaxation during their time of vacationing. But this woman of God, I tell you, she has been so faithful to the call, and when I was asking for people to step up and minister on our Tuesdays and Fridays, she volunteered and has always been a blessing to this call. Our speaker this morning, our minister, our mouthpiece, is a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister. She's a proud aunt of a four-year-old with another on the way, and most importantly, she truly is a servant of God who loves to pray, to teach, and to share the love of God with others. She has been an independent contractor, a Christian counselor, a Bible teacher, an elder, a team leader, a member of the Healthy Living Ministry, which teaches others how to improve their health by natural means along with the Word of God. And she ministers regularly to the elderly in a nursing home and ministers also monthly in a shelter. Our speaker this morning is none other than our own prayer warrior, Minister Robin Wilson. She's a member of Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey, and you'll definitely hear that accent. And she serves faithfully as a prayer warrior on this, the Master's Call morning, each and every morning. I want to introduce to some and present to others our very own Minister Robin Wilson. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Just a little louder, dear. You got it.
How's that? Can you hear me now?
Much better. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank you for the honor to be able to share with the people of God, and God bless everyone. Good morning. The Lord has just been bringing back to my remembrance, and as I have just been spending time with him, as we all do, and he's just letting me know that there is power in our praise. We praise him because of who he is. So as I spent time in the Word and just seeking him and loving on him, I said, Lord, tell me, what do you mean by that? Yes, I know that there's power in our praise, but tell me what to share with your people. Teach me as I teach them. And the scripture that he's taking me to, and if I have the honor to come back, I won't be able to complete it all, but I can begin with, what is praise? So in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we saw that there was a lot going on with the people of God and with Jehoshaphat. Praise commands the presence of God. When we seek him first, when we put God first, no matter what the challenges are that we may be going through, that a family member may be going through, that the ministry may be going through, that your business may be going through, whatever the situation is, praise commands the presence of God. Praise is the voice of faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's the language of heaven. Now, Jehoshaphat and the team, they were fearful. They were frightened. Although God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind, we are human beings. We have challenges that may take place. We know that weapons will form, but they cannot prosper. So because of the fear that they had to go before the Lord. He consulted the Lord. He wanted to know, Lord, what are we to do? There are things that are surrounding us. We are your people. We need to know. We need a plan. We need to know what to do in the midst of these trials and these tribulations. Again, God commands us to praise him. He wants to inhabit our praise. It's the voice of faith. It's the language of heaven. Praise fills the avenger. As God inhabits our praise, and Jehoshaphat went before the Lord gave them a plan. He gave them a purpose. He said to them, don't fear. You don't even have to be concerned, because we know that praise is a powerful weapon for spiritual warfare. It is going to silence the enemy. It will pierce spiritual strongholds. No matter what you're going through, no matter what challenge is trying to come upon you, no matter what that burden is, it has to be broken. It has to move. God is in the midst of the praise that you bring to him. It will silence the enemy. It will pierce that stronghold. That fiery dart cannot touch you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, for that. It releases the power of God. So when they saw God, and if you look at verse 7, he said, wasn't that you, God? You drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and you gave them the land. So he was bringing back to God's remembrance what the Lord had spoken to them. And that's what we're supposed to do. We speak the word, we believe the word, and now we're praising him because we know what the word has said, and we brought the word back to our remembrance, to his remembrance. So we say, thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. And he inhabits our praise. Hallelujah. What is praise? It's a warm approval. The Lord said it's when you admire someone. Do you not admire the Lord? Yes, we do. He's our King. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our Deliverer. He's our Redeemer. He's our soon coming King. He is the Lord of Lords. He reigns on high. He is the great I Am. He's Jesus. He's God. He said, tell them that I am is the one who sent you when he spoke to Moses. So when you love someone, when you have that admiration for them, you want to express it in your praise. You want to commend them. You want to adore them. You want to brag on your God because you know your God is the God of gods. You know that your God is in charge. You know that your Lord will not let any harm come to you. You know that he is the one who is going to bring you out with a high hand. Hallelujah. So as we lift our hands up to him, we praise him. David praised him. He danced before the Lord. The people thought he was foolish. It didn't matter to him. He said, I am going to praise my God. So you praise him, you brag on him, you love on him, and you do it with your hands lifted high because he is worthy to be praised. We magnify his greatness. We extol his greatness. We exalt the Lord of Lords. We exalt him because of who he is. And as he sits on our heart, in our temple, he's inhabiting those praises. And how can someone who loves you so much, who has loved himself, not want to give you the best that he has. Hallelujah. So praise. There's power in our words. There's power in praise. Praise takes the circumstance out of the natural realm, and it brings it into the spiritual realm. As we pray, we say, Father, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So we know that what we pray and what we believe, it must be manifested here on this earth. It prepares us for miracles that are going to take place. And if you look at verse 14, we saw how the Spirit of the Lord, it came upon Jehizai, the son of Zechariah. And he said to the people, listen, 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 people. Listen, King Jehoshaphat. You don't have to be fearful. You don't have to lose heart. You don't have to. So what, there's a vast multitude? This battle belongs to the Lord. Here it is, the supernatural coming on our natural, because we serve an extraordinary God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. So don't be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by the doctor's report. Don't be moved by the hell that's going on in your household or around your household. Don't be moved by those words that may have been spoken, because that battle belongs to the Lord. You are victorious, and as you praise him, he inhabits your praise, the supernatural coming on your natural, preparing for the miracle to take place in your life. So that's what they did. They were like, okay, we're going to praise him. We're going to seek him. He had the people strategically placed, and as they went forward, they praised God. They knew that they were going to be delivered. And the miracles came forward. They went out with a high hand. There was not one weapon that was formed against them. Verse 25, we see that they plundered. They came out with cattle. They came out with personal property. They came out with garments. They came out with precious vessels. There was so much that the people of God came out with victoriously that they couldn't even carry it all. So as you spend time in the Word and go over 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and spend time with the Lord and let him minister to you as he's ministered to me, how our praise has power. There's power in the words that we speak. As we lift our hands and we praise our God, as we exalt his name, as we bring to his remembrance, his word, Lord, you are good. Lord, you told us that we can tread upon serpents. We praise you, Lord, that we can tread upon your serpents, these scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. So we praise you for that. We honor you for that. Lord, you said that as we praise you and we put you first, Lord God, you inhabit those praises. And we honor you, Lord. We want you to be part of us. We want you to sit on the throne of our heart, because we know that we are victorious in you, Lord God. We know that praise is the voice of faith. We know that it is the language of heaven. No matter what it is, we are going to praise you. So we know what praise is. We will praise you. We will honor you. And as we continue, Father, we will be able to learn about the sacrifice of praise, why we praise you, Lord God, and how it brings you into the midst of those problems. But for now, Lord, praise, we know, is still the avenger. Praise belongs to our God. Praise is the language of heaven. Praise is the voice of faith. Praise you inhabit, Lord God. And in our praise, we tell of your greatness, of who you are, of what you have done, of how your word will not return void unto your people, Lord God. So we praise you in the midst of everything that we've gone through. We praise you when it's good. We praise you when it's bad. We praise you because we love you. In Jesus' name, back to you, Dr. Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. There is power in our praise. What a word. On this favorite Friday, Minister Robin, that is truly a word that encourages our heart. I took some great notes when you talked about what is praise. I've never heard a warm approval. I like that. And praise is a voice of faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we've all heard when praises go up, blessings go down, but you took us to another level. With praise takes the circumstances of the natural realm and brings it into the spiritual realm. In other words, supernatural coming on our natural. Oh, what a word. We appreciate that, and I'm encouraging each and every one of you to go to the website and click on that link and listen to that word again and again. And the callback number for that message is 712-432-1085. And just put in the PIN code that you use to get on this line. Again, we honor you, Minister Robin, and you truly are a prayer warrior and a praiser. So that word we esteem in our hearts today. Minister Kathy, will you please come to the line and seal that powerful word of praise and then lift up our prayer requests. And is our custom on every Friday, because it is a mandate of this ministry. We will do the benediction at 7:30, but for those who want to stay on the line, who have prayer requests, we will be more than honored and happy to take your prayer requests, and our prayer team will cover them and bathe them in prayer. So Minister Kathy will lift up the prayer requests that we have now, and then at 7:30 we will do our benediction, and for those who want to stay on the line and give us our prayer requests, we will be here for you on this favorite Friday. Minister Kathy, the floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear, woman of God.
All right. Praise God. I tell you what, I was so blessed by that word. We're going to go right to the throne. Bless you, Minister Robin. Father, we just come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you because you alone are God, and there is absolutely nobody else like you. We've heard the word this morning, God, and we choose to. We choose to brag on you. We choose to cherish you. We choose to appreciate you, and so therefore we do that now. Father, we love you and adore you and bless you in your most holy and righteous name. Thank you for being our daddy. Thank you for being the one who loves us so very much. In fact, you said you loved us with an everlasting love. It's not predicated on what we do or what we say. Oh, but God, you loved us, and we thank you so very much this day. We thank you, Lord God. We're praying right now for everyone that is on our list. We give you praise and glory because you are already doing the work in the lives of these, oh God, that we have laid before you. We praise you today because you alone are Jehovah Jireh. You are the one who have provided for each and every one of us, and we give you praise. You alone are Jehovah Rapha. Thank you, Lord God, that you are blessing, oh my God, Jazzy, our godmother's granddaughter. Oh God, we praise you for her healing today. We praise you for the healing of her father, Kevin, now in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, and we've asked you before to remove the tumor in the name of Jesus, and we give you praise today. Because we know that you are doing it, because you alone are Jehovah Rapha. You are the one who heals and set free. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the one who delivers. And we bless you right now for Michael, God, who's on our prayer list. Oh, God, that's in the midst of a divorce and dealing with all the issues as that is related to that. Father, we thank you that you are the one that helps him, Lord God, and you are his quick deliverer, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are his helper today. We give you praise and honor and glory. We thank you, Lord God, for all of these that are on our list, the Preston family, Lord God, continuing to hold them up before you. Bless you for the victory that you've already given, oh God, with the need for not having surgery for her brother, God. We bless you just for all that you are doing in the lives of all of these that are on our prayer list, and we give you praise today. We leave this call, God, blessing your name and saying, God, that we're going to brag on you throughout the day. We're going to do even as Jehoshaphat and the rest of them did, Lord God, in that book that she talked about today. today. We're going to bless your name and we're going to give you praise. We give you glory and honor, God, in the midst of where we are. We thank you, Lord God. We offer up warm approval to you, God. Hallelujah. There's nobody else like you, Lord, and we bless and love you so very much. Thank you, Lord God. Let praise be the voice of our faith today. Not praise, Lord God. We are praying right now that you will pour back into the woman of God who has poured out on this call today. Give her virtue back, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Bless her family, Lord God, her brother, and all that we're praying for as it relates to her family. Thank you, Lord God, for her sacrifice today. And I pray, Lord God, that you give her double portion for it back. Give it back to her now in Jesus' name. We bless you, Lord God, for all of these that are traveling, that are listed on our prayer list today. We bless you, Lord God, for Sister Whitaker, Lord God, and all that you're doing in the life of her and her sons. We bless you, oh God, just for everything that you're doing in the life of Rushi and her family. We bless you, Lord God, for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. We just thank you, God, because you alone are still in control of our lives, and we continue to give this thing to you, and we're going to praise you throughout this day. We ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, and we give you praise and honor just for being our God and our daddy. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. On a note of praise and thanksgiving on this favorite Friday, we conclude and benedict our call for those who have to leave. We always speak the blessings of favor, the provision, and the protection of God on your life, and that you go out from this master's call and understand that there is a specific, a detailed, a blueprinted call that the master has put on your life, and we want to submit and obey that call and be his hands extended, be his minister in the marketplace, be his kingdom builder. And for those of you who need to leave right now, we speak that favor on your life, and you have an awesome weekend. As Dr. PK would say, have a super fantastic weekend, and we look forward to seeing you again and hearing you again on Monday. And for those who want to stay on the line, who have prayer requests, give us. That is, again, one of our mandates of our ministry. We've opened up the prayer line so that if you just hit *6, it will put you in queue, and then we will be very honored to take your prayer requests. Our prayer warriors are even on the line now, and all you have to do is hit *6. And it will allow you to give your prayer request. I see Sister Virginia, Vivian, I'm sorry. There you go. The line is open.
Pastor Vanessa.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
I am blessing you, my faithful TMC family member. How are you today?
I'm just blessed. I want y'all to keep my son, Michael Whittick, up in prayer. You know,
okay.
It's divorce coming up this week. And I got another son. His name is Kenneth Whittaker. I want y'all to pray for him because he be with the wrong crowd and he need a job. He need a job. Come
what
on.
What was his first name, Mother? This other son?
Kenneth Whittaker.
Kenneth, okay.
Okay, he needs new friends and a job. Yeah, he
needs
a job. He hanging around with the wrong folks and, you know, doing that drinking and stuff. And, you know, he got a call on his life. And I just want them to, you know, get it right with the Lord. Ain't no time for no plan.
Well, I tell you what, they can't outrun this mother's prayer, and we will definitely lock in agreement with you.
Okay,
and believe God for his manifested promises. And I always want to always tell you how much I love and appreciate you. You are, if you're not the first, you're always the second.
Yeah,
and have been so faithful to this call since we began last year, October. And generals like you, pillars like you, are what makes this call so successful in Christ.
Okay.
So we do consider it an honor to pray for your sons and you.
Okay.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
All right. Thank you, Mother. Next, we're going out to Indiana. I think that's Miss Jackie. Is that you?
That is me, Sister Pastor Vanessa.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I called to give a praise report on last Friday. I requested prayer for my Aunt Johnny Mae, who was in intensive care. and they really never expected her to come out. But not only did she come out of intensive care, she is home and doing quite well. Even she said
you all on your way to the family reunion, right?
We were on our way to the 50th wedding anniversary.
Wedding anniversary, that's right. And she had gotten sick. Yeah. Well, praise God for that praise report. And we will definitely continue to lift her up and trust you all had a great 50th anniversary celebration.
Everything was wonderful. Everything was wonderful. The celebration went on, and it was just glorious and victorious. And we're wishing them more years of marriage. It was beautiful. But like I said, when I walked in and I saw my aunt, there, it just didn't look like things was going to happen. But we know that there's a God in heaven working miracles. And as Sister Robin said this morning, when praise comes up, when praise goes up, miracles come down. And a miracle was definitely worked in her life. And she is home and doing well.
Well, thank you so much, and you're another one of our faithful listeners. We so love and appreciate you and celebrate that praise report with you, Sister Jackie. All right, going out to Houston, Texas, to the north side of town. How are you doing this morning, Sister Marie?
Hey, good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa. And to our artist family, I'm going to say good morning again. Look, I didn't know Minister Robert. That Minister Robin, was that who was preaching
yes,
this morning? Oh, my gosh, she was off the chain bad. I want to say, I want y'all to, I got a praise report first. My brother Jesse is doing fine, fantastic. He's at the hospital. They thought they was going to have to do open heart surgery on him. Has had a tear in his heart, but it's kind of healing. They got the fluid out from around it, so he's doing well. He's at home recovering. So he's doing real good. My father, Clarence Preston, doing real good. Everybody's doing fine on my end. So just keep the Preston family covered in prayer. I also want to say to you, Dr. Vanessa, we're going to keep praying for you with your traveling back and forth with Dr. J. And we want to pray for Dr. PK and her family. So we want them to keep them lifted up in prayer. And to the De Leon's family, we're going to keep them covered in prayer, our Artists International family. Now, I'm getting ready to go to court this morning. I got to be there for 8:30. I want y'all to pray for this grandmother. Her name is Chris Ali. She's going to court this morning with her 20-year-old grandson, and she asked me to come and go and stand with her. So I'm going to court for her this morning, and then I'm going to court again this evening for another family, the Hurd family, at 1:30. So y'all keep the Hurd family and the Ali family in y'all prayers. And keep me covered in prayers because I'm running up in these courtrooms and running up in here up on this devil. And I got to keep praying. So y'all pray for me. And pray to everybody have a good weekend, too.
Hey, man, you know we love you so much. You are truly, I call them frontline warriors, foot soldiers for Jesus. And we celebrate with you. We love these praise reports this Friday morning. We had been praying for Jesse. It had a tear in his heart, as she said, and it's healed itself, so they did not have to do open heart surgery. The prayers of the righteous availeth much, and he's recovering. So we want to continue to send the Jehovah Rapha prayers of healing to Jesse there in Houston and for her dad, Clarence, and her entire family that they're doing fine. We definitely thank you for praying for me, and Dr. PK made it back to Colorado safely and continue to lift her up. And the Hendersons down in Florida, just continue to pray for them that they have an awesome time of rest and relaxation and rejuvenation. And as we lift up our artist family, the Diaz de Leon family, I think she covered everybody, but mainly her ministry, the Elite Ladies of Expression, to be asked to go into the court. And we want to lift up Chris Ali, 20-year-old grandson, as she goes into the court this morning, and the Hurd family as she goes in at 1 p.m. today, that the favor of God be on there, and that God work it all together for their good and his glory. So we thank you, Marie, and we definitely will always continue to cover you in prayer and your ministry and your family. All righty, our dear another prayer warrior, Minister Candy, the floor is yours.
Good morning, Master's Call family. I have a praise report. My brother William went in for a procedure on Wednesday, which they had to go. Actually, the procedure in and of itself was very dangerous. It was an angiogram where they had to insert a tube through his major vessel, the groin area, to go up to his heart to make an adjustment so that the rhythm of his heart was regulated properly. And the doctor told us that it could be a 1 to 5 hour procedure. And, just all kinds of things could have gone wrong. But praise God, the procedure was about an hour and a half, and he is well, and everything just turned out just fine. So I thank you
praise
all for your prayers. That is good.
Oh, I tell you, this is a great morning of hearing. We've been talking about praise with Minister Robin and Kennedy. Thank you for calling in because and it's your family, it's your brother, that is such a blessing. And we continue to send also to him the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue and so appreciate you being part of our family of prayer warriors. We're now going out to Houston, Texas, to 832-489. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Diana. Requested prayer, bring a praise report. Praise the Lord, because I asked for prayer for my son John about a week ago. He was in this biochemistry calculus 2 class for the summer session. He's a senior at Stephen F. Austin in Nacogdoches, and he called me yesterday with the praise report that he had made a B. He was 5 points from an A on an exam. We got one more. The final is next Friday, but I was just so thankful and praising the Lord because I told him, I said, the prayer warriors pray for you, son. I said, so keep going. And I just thank the Lord. I thank you so much for the prayers that you're sending up because, as you said, the praises go up, the blessings come down. Thank the Lord.
Man. I'm going to have to send some special prayers. My background is I have a math degree, so I'm going to have to, fine-tune that math prayer to talk to his mind so he can get that calculus and all that straight, and he's going to do just fine. Stephen F. Austin is a great school, so we will definitely continue to lift up John in prayer. And, Diana, we are going to pray for you as a mother standing in the gap for your son. We so appreciate you, and thank you for that praise report. Isn't it exciting? We had a message on praising, and the miracles are coming down, and all these praise reports. We praise God for each and every one of you. All right, evangelist, Ms. Gwen Beatty, you're on the line.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, artist family, and my Master Call family. I'm calling in this morning with a praise report as well. I want to give God the glory, honor, and praise that the prayers of the righteous truly do avail much. My God, I'm so full this morning. I'm thanking God, first of all, for Minister Kathy and you, Pastor Vanessa, for you all know I was pressing my way on Friday to get to be with you all, and I know that you all let Pastor PK know as I was struggling in that airport to get there, even with all the delays, God still had me to minister to 3 other families when I got home who had death in their family. But you know what? God is good. You hear my breath this morning because I just climbed up 3 flights of steps that I used to couldn't do. But that's all right because God is healing me. I found out through going through all of the tests and what I was going through that my trachea had been pulled back and from my thyroid pushing on my windpipe through all of the tests they was giving me for the tumor situation, which to God be the glory, has shrunk 3 centimeters.
Hallelujah.
People don't hear me. 21 days ago, I was supposed to start chemo, and the catheter is still in my chest, and I have not had chemo. I'm getting, y'all don't hear me. They said it's unusual. It doesn't happen. My oncologist hit the desk and said it's impossible. But I want y'all to know we serve an impossible God, and without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Hallelujah.
I'm giving God the glory, praise, and honor because I'm moving in wisdom. I'm asking you all, pray that God would open up my mind and give me his mind, because this is 41 days. No chemo. I'm shrinking. No ovary, no uterus cyst, but my thyroid is normal even though it's enlarged. Y'all don't hear me.
Hallelujah.
The mass on my chest, they said they couldn't find out if it was cancerous because they couldn't do the aspirational biopsy. But let me tell you about God. All that I have been doing, God has been giving me time along with his instructions, with products, with the food, with what he told me to do in the spirit, and it is working. I want to tell you all the power of prayer. I know your prayers. I feel the prayers working. I am experiencing so much breakthrough. They are delaying everything because they're trying to figure out what to do with me next. I'm thanking God for the power of prayers of the righteous that availeth much.
Hallelujah.
My next, listen, when I go back in there next year for my biopsy and mammogram, they will find no cancer.
Amen.
They will find, I'm telling you in advance what God already showed me. No cancer will be found, period, because it's shrinking, dissolving, leaving. God is touching it, and I am giving him the glory, the praise, and the honor, and all things will line up because it is happening. And I want to thank
Amen.
You all for having my back, having my front, having my up and my down, because God is doing it. The prayers of the righteous all over for those who I've shared this with. This is my last thing I'm going to say, Pastor Vanessa. This is the weekend of my sister's wedding. You all pray. Because you know after this wedding, I got to have that family meeting to tell my family. But what do you say when everything is coming together normal and it don't look like you need chemo and God is performing and everything is working and they saying they can't even tell me when they can start chemo?
Hallelujah. Amen. That's
pray that God gives. Go ahead, Pastor.
I said that's your praise report, and we've got it down, and we're gonna continue to speak the shrinking of the tumors and for the thyroid to line up and perform and function, and we're gonna definitely lift up your sister's wedding. I tell you, when you first sent me that text and told me when you left the doctor that it was shrinking, I sent it out to our entire prayer team and encouraged them to keep praying because we just know you're a miracle in the making. And that all it'll be is a miraculous testimony to your family. So we thank you so much, Evangelist. You can tell she's Evangelist, y'all. She just get caught up and excited for Jesus. And we love and appreciate Evangelist Beatty and all of you who had a prayer request. We are, quite a little bit over, but that's okay because this is a favorite Friday. As Minister Amber had said earlier, and we are excited about all these many prayer reports today. So are there any more prayer requests before we close out the call today? All right, queue is empty now, and we just are going to go on and fill this time of intercession and just thank God that he's doing. Oh, I see one more popped up, but we'll let this one be the last one for today at 832-425. You're up.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, Pastor Vanessa. This is Sharon.
Good morning. Talk just a little louder.
I'm calling for a prayer request. Number one, for me, I have nodules on my vocal cords, and I'm the minister of music at my church, and just asking God to heal my nodules on my vocal cords. And I'm also asking prayer for my daughter and her marriage, that he would move mightily on both of their hearts and do a work in that marriage as well.
What's your daughter's first name?
Her name is Shannon.
Pray for daughter Shannon and her marriage, okay? And you are Karen?
My name is Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N.
Sharon, I'm sorry. Okay, Sharon. Gotcha. And you're the minister of music at your church?
Yes, I am.
Well, we definitely know that straight out the pit of hell, the devil coming at you. Was there anything else?
Yes, and I just thank God for the lesson today about praise. And I'm asking for an anointing power on our praise team that we will begin to, through the Holy Ghost, sing that God will use us mightily to break down barriers that are going on, and that we will give him an excellent praise that he may do his work in his time.
Amen. Thank you for that, Minister Sharon. We've got you to... We just speak to Jehovah Rapha, healing of virtue even right now on the nodules on your throat. We just command that they line up and dissipate. And we just believe that Jehovah Rapha is touching you right now, and for godly intervention, for the peace of God, the Sophia wisdom of God, for your daughter Shannon and her marriage. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer as we feel all that we've heard today. Father, I just thank you for the Master's call, that you've allowed us this place so we can openly, freely celebrate who you are and invoke your presence and your power to these, your people, on the line. We thank you that you use the tool of Artists International to bring our hearts together and to bring all those who you draw them by your love and your word. So we praise God for each and every one of them. And as we have been mandated by you to open this line up each and every Friday so that we can receive the prayers and receive the prayer requests, and we go into strategic position, we lift up Vivian and we continue Mother Whitaker to speak that you will move in her son Michael's heart, and that the will of the Lord is being done in his life, the peace of God, the shalom peace, and that you are having your way in his marriage and in through this, even this process of divorce. God, your kingdom come, your will be done, because you have a plan and you have a purpose. And Father, let it line up in their lives. We lift up her son Kenneth. God, give him a Damascus Road experience. Arrest him by the Holy Ghost, just like you did to Paul on the Damascus Road. Father, you've heard the prayers of a mother, and we just send the word even right now to Kenneth, wherever he is. Father, send laborers across his path, and she's been a blessing and planted so much love and kindness and been there as a matriarch for so many. Father, you always said when we take care of others, that you would take care of us, and she's been a blessing. She's been a pillar, even on this call. So I thank you that you've heard her heart cry for her son, Kenneth, the call on his life. He cannot outrun it. Huh? Father, you will send the ministering angels to intercept him, to minister to him, to arrest his heart and minister to his mind, that he belongs to you. Now, we thank you for Jackie and her praise report of her aunt Johnny Mae. We continue to send that Jehovah Rapha healing virtue. And I thank you that as they were celebrating that 50th anniversary, now they celebrate the miracle of her healing. So I thank you, Father, that Mother Johnny Mae will give a testimony to many of how you walked in that hospital room and you touched her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And you were the great Surgeon General that turned it around, that turned around the doctor's report, that turned around the fear and the doubt. And now she is a miracle for your glory. We thank you so much for Marie Preston, and we thank you for her heart for the least of these, for her diligence with the elite ladies of expression. We celebrate Jessie's healing and recovery and continue to speak the blood hedge of protection around her father, Clarence, and the entire Preston family, for she is out truly on the front line. We curse and cancel every spirit of backlash, retaliation, revenge, or avenge. We thank you for Jehovah Gabor, the warring angels, Michael, Archangel of War, as she goes in the trenches to wreak havoc on the kingdom of darkness and to snatch those lost out of the jaws of death and destruction and bring them, according to Colossians 3, back into your marvelous light. I thank you, God, that you order her footsteps, and as she stands alongside as an advocate today, even this morning, in the courts for Chris Ali with her grandson, and this afternoon with the Heard family. Father, anoint her mouth with the wisdom of God. Let her be your mouthpiece. Give her your mind of Christ and her team, God, that they have a heart to be truly your foot soldiers. You've put that mission on her life, and she's been obedient and submissive. And as a TNC family, as an artist family, we lift Marie Preston up to you. And we thank you in advance for the praise reports that will come forth. We celebrate with Candy today for her brother William, and we continue to send the word of healing, of total restoration to his body. So I thank you that we call that heart normal, and we call every muscle, every tissue, every cell to operate and function. And, Father, he will not just return to normal, but you said in Proverbs 6:31 that when the thief has been exposed, devil's got to give him back sevenfold health. So we decree and declare to the heavens that William States will be sevenfold returned and feel better, look better, and be used even stronger and mighty for the body of Christ. And Diana, we continue to pray for her son. I thank you that he is not going to just do a B, but he's going to do an A plus, and you're going to supernaturally, God, I thank you, touch his mind, give him the formulas, the equations to remember, bring it all his studying back to his remembrance, that he will pass with a spirit of excellence. Thank you for a mother's prayer. And even during this time, give him peace, that there'll be no anxieties as he heads towards his finals. I just thank you that you sent him there to improve with education, and he will accomplish it with a spirit of excellence. I thank you for the praise reports even today for Evangelist Gwen. There, I thank you that you're touching her body. Father, she truly is a frontline minister and has a heart for the heart cases, and you've used her mightily throughout the years. Devil, you cannot touch her body. So we continue to speak the health and the healing. Those tumors, you're a name, and you must bow to the name of Jesus. We command. We don't ask. We don't beg. We decree and declare you will totally shrink in her body. Thyroid, you will perform and function correctly. I thank you that even in her breathing capacity, it will return to normal. All in her chest cavity will line up. There will be no pressure and pushing in her esophagus, but that everything will flow correctly in her body. I thank you, Lord, for restoration and the sevenfold return of health and wholeness. There's such a great call on her life and great work for her yet to do. And I thank you that we send the word of great time of family unity and blessings on her sister's wedding this weekend. That it all come together, and we speak your blessings on this union. Spirit of the living God, you have souls even saved during this time of celebration in the union of a marriage, that someone will find their way back to you. And we thank God for Sharon as she's called in. Devil, take your hands off of her vocal cord, nodules, your name, and you also must bow to the name of Jesus. We send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue. God, even feel the warm presence on her throat now. I send the word of healing now. Just like the centurion soldier said, just send the word. And we send the word to Sharon as believers on this line. We call her healed. We call her whole. God, you gave her the position of minister in music to sing praises unto your name. And devil, you cannot stop the assignment, the mandate on her life. So we speak healing, miraculous healing to her vocal cords even right now. And Father, for the marriage of her daughter Shannon, you intervene, Holy Ghost. give them a heart of compassion, that they hear each other. Forgiveness, God. I hear forgiveness, God. Minister to their hearts. All what the devil is trying to wreak havoc on for bad, God, you turn it around for good. And Sharon's asked for a special anointing for her praise team. Just like today, the message of Jehoshaphat, where the worshipers went forth to clear the way, to break up the fallow ground, to command the heavens. Father, anoint Sharon, anoint that praise team, that they break and destroy the yokes of the spiritual realm, so that the services will have a new conspicuous presence of the Holy Ghost, so that preaching and teaching is easy and folks are delivered and saved because of the anointing. Because, devil, you were stupid enough to touch Sharon's vocal cord. Stir up the gifts of God now in her, Lord, that she will come forth and fight this fight of faith and know that you have it all under control. Now, God, for the unspoken prayer requests that we're not even saying today, you meet us at the point of our needs and even minister to our desires. We thank you for this Master's Call family. Father, go before each and every one of us and make the crooked pathway straight, the rough places smooth. And I thank you for supernatural favor, supernatural intervention. God, have your way. Artist families, that they be blessed with our businesses, those who are in other businesses, that our hands are favored, and that you touch the hearts and the minds of anyone we encounter so that they are open to receive as we approach them. Anoint our footsteps. Direct our paths. Let us be your mouthpieces. We are your ministers in the marketplace. We are your kingdom builders. I speak and decree it over our lives. And as we come back together again, even on Monday, let the praise reports continue to flow. Because as we pray, as we speak your word only, as we say what you say about us, we thank you for the victory. We don't wait till the battle's over. We shout now. So on this fantastic Friday, full of your favor, we are speaking forth the fruit that shall come forth in our lives. Now we seal it now by the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, that we are blessed. And we thank you, God, that you are in control of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a blessed weekend, and we look forward to hearing you on the call Monday morning. Bye-bye.